Nationellt diagnosmaterial i engelska för årskurs 1-6. Hörförståelse.
Traveling to school. You're going to listen to Brian, who will tell you a story about what once happened to him when he was a young boy. The story is divided into different parts. After each part, you'll answer some questions, sometimes by putting a cross in the correct box, and sometimes by writing one or more words. At the end, you'll hear everything Brian says once again without pauses. When answering questions with alternatives, choose one alternative only. All your answers must be in English. Okay, ready? Please read question 1 and 2. Do that now, please. Okay, now let's listen.
My name is Brian, and I'm going to tell you about what once happened when I was very young and travelled to school. I grew up in Zambia, in Africa, and when I was old enough to start school, my parents sent me to a school down in Bulawayo. That meant a 36-hour rail journey in the beginning of each term. Lots of us children made that long trip, and then back home again at the end of the term. I never felt the long trip to be monotonous. It was always a beautiful and happy experience to travel through the changing landscape.
Now finish answering questions 1 and 2. Ready? Please read questions 3 and 4. Now, let's listen.
Schoolmates would come on board at many stations along the line. Some boys who lived on distant farms would be sitting on the farm tractor with all their things, waiting patiently for the train to come. At each station, you met old friends again, and though we had been apart for a while, there was soon the usual chat about sport, the teachers, and the lousy school food. All our different voices filled the train until it was time to go to bed. And by then, the movements of the train had made you sleepy.
Now finish answering questions 3 and 4. Please read questions 5 and 6. Now, let's listen.
During one of those trips, I woke up very early one morning by a need of going to the men's room. I left my compartment and stumbled down to the end of the carriage. Then I noticed that the train was slowly coming to a stop. After doing what I had to do, I went out onto the little open balcony at the end of the carriage to find out why the train had stopped. Dressed only in my pyjamas, I shivered in the cool morning air. But I was too curious to care about the cold. Fortunately, I had my slippers on, so my feet were warm.
Now finish answering questions 5 and 6. Please read questions 7 and 8. Okay, let's listen.
Looking along to the locomotive, I saw that it had stopped beside a big water tank. Obviously, the old steam engine needed more water. It was very early. There was just a faint orange sunlight creeping slowly over the treetops. This was a lonely place. There was just a small bungalow near the water tank, but I didn't see anyone. Would I dare to leave the train? I decided to and climbed down to the stony track and started to walk towards the locomotive, ready to jump on board again if the train would start moving.
Now finish answering questions 7 and 8. Please read questions 9 and 10. Okay, let's listen.
Suddenly, I saw the driver working by the water tank. Then he saw me, smiled and said, "Lad, don't go wandering far. In 10 minutes we're on our way again." There were no sounds to hear apart from some hissing and gurgling sounds from the locomotive, and I could hear that the fireman was throwing more coal into the firebox. The only people in sight were the driver, the fireman and me. All the other passengers in their cosy compartments were still asleep, but I didn't want to go back to my bed yet.
Now finish answering questions 9 and 10. Please read questions 11 and 12. Okay? Ready? Let's listen.
Then I saw smoke above the train. It came from the chimney above the kitchen next to the dining car, which meant that the cooks were up and about preparing breakfast. There were no sounds of any voices. The birds had not yet even started to sing. There was just that heavy silence. I turned, and with the sun in my back, I looked out into the bush, and the trees slowly became clearer. Looking hard, I saw something move, or at least I thought I had seen something move.
Now finish answering questions 11 and 12. Please read questions 13 and 14. Okay? Ready? Let's listen.
Was I sure? Did I see something out there? I kept still, watching. Then I saw them. A giraffe, two giraffes, then three, four, five, six of them were moving slowly through the trees, their pattern hiding them perfectly against the forest background. They stopped and stood completely still, looking at the train. The driver then let the train whistle blow, and they scrambled off and away into the forest again. The scene had just lasted for a few minutes, but I thought to myself that I would remember this short, beautiful moment for the rest of my life.
Now finish answering questions 13 and 14. Please read questions 15 and 16. Okay, ready? Let's listen.
I felt so happy, and I thought about how unfortunate people living in towns are, that they are not there to see and to feel the magic of an early morning in the African bush. Then a go-away bird sounded out the first call of the morning, "Go away, go away." It felt so right for that moment. The locomotive started working, and I climbed back onto the train as it pulled away slowly on the track from that lonely water point.
Now finish answering questions 15 and 16. Now you'll hear the whole story one more time without any pauses. Listen and check your answers.
My name is Brian, and I'm going to tell you about what once happened when I was very young and travelled to school. I grew up in Zambia, in Africa, and when I was old enough to start school, my parents sent me to a school down in Bulawayo. That meant a 36-hour rail journey in the beginning of each term. Lots of us children made that long trip, and then back home again at the end of the term. I never felt the long trip to be monotonous. It was always a beautiful and happy experience to travel through the changing landscape. Schoolmates would come on board at many stations along the line. Some boys who lived on distant farms would be sitting on the farm tractor with all their things, waiting patiently for the train to come. At each station, you met old friends again, and though we had been apart for a while, there was soon the usual chat about sport, the teachers, and the lousy school food. All our different voices filled the train until it was time to go to bed. And by then, the movements of the train had made you sleepy. During one of those trips, I woke up very early one morning by a need of going to the men's room. I left my compartment and stumbled down to the end of the carriage. Then I noticed that the train was slowly coming to a stop. After doing what I had to do, I went out onto the little open balcony at the end of the carriage to find out why the train had stopped. Dressed only in my pyjamas, I shivered in the cool morning air. But I was too curious to care about the cold. Fortunately, I had my slippers on, so my feet were warm. Looking along to the locomotive, I saw that it had stopped beside a big water tank. Obviously, the old steam engine needed more water. It was very early. There was just a faint orange sunlight creeping slowly over the treetops. This was a lonely place. There was just a small bungalow near the water tank, but I didn't see anyone. Would I dare to leave the train? I decided to, and climbed down to the stony track and started to walk towards the locomotive, ready to jump on board again if the train would start moving. Suddenly, I saw the driver working by the water tank. Then he saw me, smiled, and said, "Lad, don't go wandering far. In 10 minutes we're on our way again." There were no sounds to hear, apart from some hissing and gurgling sounds from the locomotive, and I could hear that the fireman was throwing more coal into the firebox. The only people in sight were the driver, the fireman, and me. All the other passengers in their cosy compartments were still asleep, but I didn't want to go back to my bed yet. Then I saw smoke above the train. It came from the chimney above the kitchen next to the dining car, which meant that the cooks were up and about preparing breakfast. There were no sounds of any voices. The birds had not yet even started to sing. There was just that heavy silence. I turned, and with the sun in my back, I looked out into the bush, and the trees slowly became clearer. Looking hard, I saw something move, or at least I thought I had seen something move. Was I sure? Did I see something out there? I kept still, watching. Then I saw them. A giraffe, 2 giraffes, then 3, 4, 5, 6 of them were moving slowly through the trees, their pattern hiding them perfectly against the forest background. They stopped and stood completely still, looking at the train. The driver then let the train whistle blow, and they scrambled off and away into the forest again. The scene had just lasted for a few minutes, but I thought to myself that I would remember this short, beautiful moment for the rest of my life. I felt so happy, and I thought about how unfortunate people living in towns are, that they are not there to see and to feel the magic of an early morning in the African bush. Then a go-away bird sounded out the first call of the morning, "Go away, go away." It felt so right for that moment. The locomotive started working, and I climbed back onto the train as it pulled away slowly on the track from that lonely water point.
And that's the end of this listening test.